Well, the first thing I would like to thank Kate for her really beautiful talk last night. Thank you. Where are you? Yeah. It was wonderful. My favorite saying of Suzuki Roshi is, when you are you, Buddhism is Buddhism. So when I was listening with such a delight last night to Kate's talk, it made me want to thank all of you, especially those of you in the Mountain Rain Sangha, for being you so that Kate can be Kate. And Michael can be Michael, and Buddhism can be Buddhism. So I'm very, very happy, and it was a wonderful talk and a wonderful song. I've been talking a lot all week, and I ran out of things to say. You don't think so? Well, Suzuki Roshi said yesterday, you already understand, so it doesn't matter that I ran out of things to say. It's only temporary, I admit. So this morning, I actually don't have a lot to say. But what I want to do this morning is share with you some exercises. Instead of giving a talk, really, just do some exercises together from Thich Nhat Hanh's book, Fear, that I mentioned yesterday. So you think about what we've been talking all week long. We've been studying how, you know, the implications, what it really means to be in the present moment. That's really what we've been talking about all week. And we've been seeing that we think we know what the present moment is, but actually the present moment is something much more than we think. It's much deeper, much more mysterious than we know. And this is really the burden of Dogen's writing in Zenki. He's saying, you know, on each moment, whether you know it or not, death is really here. All of death is really here. All of life is really here. All of time, all of space, and everyone else is really here in the fullness of this present moment. So when Thich Nhat Hanh, in his own very, very simple way, emphasizes the present moment, this is what's behind his emphasis: the infinite, healing, loving present moment, which is, he says, the antidote to fear. And we are always in this moment, but sometimes we need to do something to remind us what this moment is, and that's the point of all these exercises that I want to share with you. So yesterday, we read a sentence from Thich Nhat Hanh, which says this: when we transform our despair, violence, and fear, the vast blue sky will reveal itself to us and to those around us. So these exercises are intended as a way to transform our dark feelings, not to obliterate them. Our dark feelings are not so bad. They're not a mistake. We wouldn't feel them if we didn't care. We wouldn't feel them if we didn't value our lives. So we appreciate our despair, our fear, our violence. We need them. They will never go away. And we do not want not to feel them. And also we know that we are responsible to transform them. Not to indulge them, but to transform them. Not only for ourselves, but as he says, for those also around us. So that's, I'm just explaining why these exercises are so important. So the first one is a breathing exercise that comes from the Sutra on Breathing. And it has a lot of steps, but we won't do all of them. We'll just do some of them. So everybody get comfortable. Feel your body. Sometimes you can feel how the body lifts and opens. I hope you can feel that now. And feel the breathing low in your belly. So first step, breathing in, you say to yourself, breathing in, I know I am breathing in. This is what it feels like. And breathing out, I know I am breathing out. This is what it feels like. Second, breathing in, I follow my in-breath all the way to the end. Breathing out, I follow my out-breath all the way to the end. Third, breathing in, I'm aware of my whole body. Breathing out, I'm aware of my whole body. Fourth, breathing in, I can feel some subtle tension or even some pain in my body. And breathing out, I bring calm to the tension and pain in my body. So these four steps we've been practicing are about the body, which is the basis of feelings, and actions and consciousness. The next three steps are about the feelings. And the last one is about mind. So in our lifetime, we're going to feel a lot of feelings, an endless flow of feelings, pleasant and unpleasant and neutral and mixed. And one of the things we need to discover in practice is that it's going to be okay, and we can have full confidence that when we feel a pleasant feeling, of course, that's enjoyable, but when we feel an unpleasant feeling, also that's fine. We can be with that feeling. And that we have the capacity, through the imaginative power of our practice, to bring some peace to a painful feeling, even when it remains painful, so that we're not scared of our painful feelings. We don't feel guilty or confused or pushed around by our own painful feelings. We need to have confidence that we can practice with our painful feelings. So that's what this next set of simple steps are about. And then in the last step, we will just practice feeling the expanse of awareness that we call mind, which holds all sensations and feelings our whole life through. Okay, so now let's do these next four steps. Number five, breathing in, I feel a joyful, happy feeling. Breathing out, I feel a joyful, happy feeling. So when you say that, see if you can feel a joyful, happy feeling. Maybe just feel the breath as being joyful and happy. But if you can't imagine some joyful, happy feeling, just say the words as you breathe. Breathing in, I feel a joyful, happy feeling. And breathing out, I feel a joyful, happy feeling. Might help to just have a little smile on your lips. That might itself give you a joyful, happy feeling. Sixth, breathing in, I feel a painful feeling. And breathing out, I feel a painful feeling. And here the practice is just to let yourself feel that feeling as you breathe. And if you don't feel a painful feeling, imagine a painful feeling. And if you can't imagine a painful feeling, just say the words as you breathe. Breathing in, I feel a painful feeling. And breathing out, I feel a painful feeling. Seventh, breathing in, I bring peace to my painful feeling. Breathing out, I bring peace to my painful feeling. And notice that the painful feeling may still be there, but there can be peace also. Infusing, surrounding that painful feeling. Breathing in, I bring peace to my painful feeling. Breathing out, I bring peace to my painful feeling. And the last step, the eighth, breathing in, I am aware of the spaciousness of mind. Breathing out, I bring peace to the spaciousness of mind. Well, thank you for doing that. I hope it was enjoyable and you learned something. So now we're going to do another practice. This one, you're going to like this one. It's a good one. This is another practice for the purpose of transforming fear and stress. So these are things you can do, right? You can, sometimes they say, don't try this at home, but but you can do this at home in times of fear and stress. And here's another one you can do at home. This is called deep relaxation practice. So we've all been working very hard this week, so I think we deserve some real relaxation. So this practice actually involves lying down. And so we're going to all lie down. So I suggest maybe that the people in the very front can put their head on their zabuton and stick their legs out into the center here. And everybody, the people in the back can move back. But the idea is that we all have a good place to lie down. And we can have our arms just at our sides and really relax. And I will try to keep my voice up so that you can hear the instructions, but if you lose track of the instructions and you fall asleep, it's okay. Because this is deep relaxation. But if possible, try to stay awake and follow the instructions if you can hear them. Excellent. That was easier to do than I thought. Good. Okay. So everybody is nice and quiet, comfortable, relaxed. So first, be aware of the floor. beneath you. And feel all the points of contact of your body with the floor. And just marvel at what a wonderful thing it is that this patient floor is willing to support every one of us absolutely equally. Isn't that wonderful? The floor does it not only because it's nice, but also because it's depending on the supports underneath the building. And they do it because they're depending on the earth. So let your body actually feel this support and just release your body and sink right into the floor. Now, if you aren't already aware of your breathing, become aware of your breathing, breathing in, breathing out. And notice your belly rising and falling. Rising, falling, rising, falling. What a beautiful, peaceful rhythm. Breathing in, bring awareness to your eyes. And breathing out, just allow your eyes to relax. Let them just sink back into your head. And notice that there was tension in the tiny muscles around your eyes. And let that tension just melt away. Your eyes work hard all day so that you can see the beautiful shapes and colors of the world. But now let them just rest. And as you breathe and rest your eyes, be grateful. The eyes, so marvelous, bringing us the world. Maybe you can even smile at your eyes. Now, I forgot to say that in case you do fall asleep and you start snoring, let's everybody agree to give permission to the person next to you to poke you a little bit. So falling asleep is okay, but the snoring is disturbing. So if you're snoring, somebody will poke you. Gently, gently. Breathing in, bring awareness now to your mouth. And breathing out, allow your mouth to relax. Release the tension around your mouth. Your lips are like the petals of a flower. And if you can make a little smile on your lips, it will be like the flower is blooming. The smile releases the tension in the little muscles of your cheek and your jaw and your throat. Smile is very beautiful and brings peace. Breathing in, bring awareness to your shoulders. And when you breathe out, let the out-breath relax your shoulders and let them sink into the floor. There's always so much accumulated tension in the shoulders, so let that tension all just flow out into the floor. We carry so much on our shoulders. Now, you can take care of your shoulders and let them rest. Breathing in, become aware of your arms. Breathing out, relax your arms and let your arms sink into the floor. Your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your wrists, your hands, your fingers, all the little muscles Maybe you want to move your fingers around a little bit to relax your fingers and your hands. But concentrate on your arms and really appreciate all the lifting and balancing that your arms do, all the things your hands grasp, the sensitivity of your fingertips. And breathe into your arms and give them some peace. Breathing in. Now bring awareness to your heart. Maybe you can feel your heart beating so faithfully, never resting. But now bring some peace to your heart. Relax your heart. Maybe you've been working hard, maybe for decades, not really appreciating how your heart has made all that possible. Maybe you haven't been gentle enough with your heart. So now, really appreciate your heart. And its deep sincerity. Thank you for taking care of me all this time. Breathing in, aware of your heart, breathing out, bringing peace to your heart. You might want even to put your hand on your heart and feel it beating. Now bring awareness to your spine. Feel the length of your spine all the way up to your skull. And feel space between the vertebrae. Sometimes the spine is compressed or stressed. Really open up space in the spine, thanking it for all the work it does to hold up your body, hold up your head, breathe deep relaxation into the spine. Now come back to your breathing, your rising and falling belly. And just notice every breath in and out. And now we're getting ready to stand up. So feel your arms and your legs and get them ready to support your body again. You might want to do a little stretching and moving of the arms and legs. Wake everything up. And when you're ready, you can stand up, and we may all be ready at different times. So when you're ready, stand up and continue breathing and continue being aware of your body in standing. We'll do standing meditation for a few moments as we stand up. Feel your feet firmly on the floor. Feel your balance. It's amazing. These two little pads hold up this whole big body. Isn't it amazing? How could we be standing here? Breathing. And relax your shoulders. And listen to your body. Let your body find a good standing posture with the feet exactly the right distance apart. The weight beautifully distributed on the bottoms of the feet. Shoulders relaxed. Awake, alert, upright. Peaceful breathing. I will never forget how long ago Katagiri Roshi, who was such a wonderful human being, teaching us that when you bring your palms together in Gassho, you are bringing together life and death, relative and absolute, your body and the Buddha's body, pain and joy. Everything comes into perfect union when you gently, carefully bring your palms together in Gassho. And then this is the secret teaching of Gassho. We don't know. We're doing it all the time and we don't even know it. But now, we're ready and we know it. So now, for the first time, let's bring our hands together in Gassho and feel those hands touching each other in Gassho. And feel the true meaning of Gassho and its great, immense beauty. Seats back and we'll get ready to bow.